poll, Venezuelans' favorite option in opposition presidential primary is nobody. By Christian K. Caruso on May 2, 2023. Caracas, Venezuela. The polling firm Meganalysis found in a study published this weekend that nobody is leading the race in the Venezuelan establishment opposition's upcoming presidential primary election. About 29% of respondents favor nobody over any of the current candidates vying for the nomination to appear on the ballot against socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro. The Venezuelan opposition is organizing primary elections scheduled for October in anticipation of a potential presidential election against Maduro in 2024. The socialist regime has not chosen a date for the race, and Maduro threatened last month to abruptly hold the vote this year, disrupting any potential attempt at an opposition campaign. The election, organized by the Venezuelan National Electoral Council, CNE, an institution controlled by the Maduro regime, is largely expected to be a sham given the socialist regime's extensive track record of rigged elections. The Maduro regime has offered no safeguards to ensure a free and fair race. Meganalysis CEO and President Rubén Chirino told Breitbart News on Monday that the opposition primary election is an area of the Venezuelan political field with great significance in 2023, as the opposition has no clear leadership after the ouster and exile of former President Juan Guaido. Thus, he explained, the opposition needs to find a candidate who faithfully represents the desires, interests and perspectives of the country. Meganalysis's April national poll indicates they are far from finding that person. Among all respondents, 28.7% said their preferred primary candidate was nobody, higher than the 20.7% who said they did not know who to vote for, and higher than the support for any actual candidate. Venezuelan conservative opposition leader Maria Corina Machado found herself in second place after nobody, with 22.1% expressing their intention to vote for her. The former lawmaker and head of the country's only mainstream center-right party, Vox Venezuela, declared socialism as the main enemy of Venezuelans in April. Manuel Rosales, the current governor of Zulia State and main rival to Hugo Chavez during the 2006 presidential election, trails behind Machado in vote intention with 9.8%, followed by Venezuelan comedian Benjamin Rousseau with 5.9%. and perennial presidential candidate Henrique Capriles Radonsky with 5.7%. Capriles is running despite having been banned from holding any kind of public office through 2032. Juan Guaido, who served as the nation's legitimate but powerless president until December 2022 and is currently in the United States after being exiled from Colombia last week, trailed with 4.1%. The remaining candidates in the list collectively amount to 3%. The low support for any candidate is a result of years of distrust that the general population in Venezuela, even those who oppose Maduro, has developed for the opposition. Results from a Meganalysis study published in May 2022 found that roughly 80% of Venezuelans believed that members of the Venezuelan opposition were sellouts and were doing nothing to end socialism in the country. The continued lack of trust in establishment opposition figureheads has translated into high distrust ratings in Meganalysis' latest study. Participants in the study were asked which of the opposition primary candidates they had no confidence in. Guaido leads the distrust rating charts with an 86.7%, seconded by Henrique Capriles Radonsky with 80.9%. Henry Falcón, a former Chavista and one of Maduro's hand-picked rivals during the sham 2018 presidential election, took the third spot with a 77.1% distrust rating, while comedian Benjamin Rousseau occupies the fourth spot with 66.1%. Rousseau, who had previously run as an independent candidate during the 2006 presidential election only to withdraw from the race 2 weeks before the election, counted with an initial upward trend in preliminary polls prior to formalizing his candidacy in April. Chirino explained that Rousseau's elevated and recent distrust ratings are due to recent statements that have publicly associated him with Chavismo. The Venezuelan comedian asserted in April that, if elected president, he would not extradite United Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSUV, vice president and alleged drug lord Diosdado Cabello to the United States, or any other Venezuelan politician. Asked whether they preferred the involvement of Venezuela's top election oversight body, the CNE, in the upcoming elections or not. 82.5% told MegAnalysis that the primary election must be held without CNE's presence and through manual voting. Only 9.1% answered that the primary election should count with CNE's presence and the use of their automated voting machines. When asked for their reasons as to why should the CNE not participate in the opposition primary elections, 94.3% answered that it is because the candidate that best suits Chavismo would then win. Similarly, 60.3% answered that they believe the regime would make sure that the worst opposition candidate wins. Another 82.5% answered that they do not want CNE to be involved in the primary because it means that the Maduro regime would have a list of those who participated, while 75.9% also answered that it would mean that the regime knows who they voted for. The high distrust and lack of confidence that the CNE will hold the secrecy of participants and their vote intention is justified in the events of the infamous Tascan list that occurred nearly 29 years ago in Venezuela. In 2004, the Venezuelan opposition organized to remove Hugo Chavez from power via recall referendum. The CNE provided late Chavista lawmaker Luis Tascan with the data of all who had signed and supported the referendum. To this day, the software, while rudimentary by today's standards, is still used to discriminate against those who signed up to recall Chavez. Those on the list are barred from obtaining public sector jobs or government benefits. Chirino noted in his remarks to Breitbart News that most opponents of the regime view the CNE as an entity at the service of Maduro and whose presence does not provide guarantees to the voters of the primaries. Failure to satisfy these demands of the majority of the opposition in the country for a fair oversight agency is a threat to participation and therefore the legitimacy of the primaries for the opposition, Chirino said. Distaste for the establishment opposition has not improved public attitudes towards Maduro and the authoritarian socialist regime. MegAnalysis found that 73.1% of respondents believe that Venezuela will not have a future of progress, hope, and full of possibilities under the ruling socialist regime. MegAnalysis's study also found that 85.5% of respondents answered that they believe that socialism has brought misery, despair, family separation and poverty to Venezuelans against 12.3% that believe that socialism has brought well-being, hope, unity and wealth. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.